Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a guest, Dan Fite, who popped in for 20 minutes on Sunday. I want to have him for most of the hour because he is constantly ferreting through declassified, public, but also hacked government documents that the government's been confirming are accurate. A lot of times they just leave them on public servers like idiots. I mean, anybody can do that, but they'll have a declassified briefing, but then links to classified stuff in it, and we're able to get it. Re-education camps, Army confirms them. And not one mainstream media outlet would touch it. You'd think Army training to re-educate political dissidents, you'd think that'd be news, but no. You think the new ones for gun confiscation would be news, but something like that, the public doesn't even make that stuff go viral. The more real and hardcore something is, sometimes I've noticed, like, won't go viral for a few months, and then later, a few months later, a year later, then it comes out. So it's good. I mean, it's good to put it out because it finally gets out, but it's very, very strange how that works. By the way, I haven't really covered this, and perhaps on the nightly news tonight we'll get into this more, but I've seen some of the videos. In fact, later we should show a clip of one of these you guys were showing me this morning. They're reporting that as many as 15 million people are marching and rioting in Mexico, but Bloomberg spins it to say thousands protest alleged fraud in Mexico presidential election. Tens of thousands of Mexicans marched to the Capitol yesterday to protest alleged fraud and vote buying in the country's July 1st presidential election. You notice there's almost none of this in our media. Beating drums and waving flags, protesters chanted "Out Pena" in reference to the new president whose victory restored the once dominant Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, to power after a 12-year hiatus. The runner-up denying he was behind the marches, which he said was a citizens' movement. I don't know what the truth is, but there should be more news about what's happening down in Mexico. And they're now just trading out one corrupt party for another. But I don't know. They put in the that latest party, and I tell you, absolute Hades broke out. Protests in Mexico seeks to overturn election results. Forbes is reporting on it. But who knows what the truth is. I mean, it's just a barrel of contradictions. Kind of like here, there's so much fraud. Who knows what's really going on? Mexico's election fraud protest, deja vu, another article on that. But it's definitely not tens of thousands marching. Looks more like millions to me. And it's going on in every city of Mexico. So at least folks will protest down there. Here, people are intimidated to protest because they attack folks at the different protests, so it's a fear thing. Didn't work on civil rights activists, the fear, but it certainly works on people today. And, of course, they'll also say, we're not issuing a permit for you to protest. We don't need a permit unless it's like the Macy's Day Parade and you want to block certain roads. That's where the custom of permits has come from. I've had Austin police tell me when I've just got like 300, 400 people at a kind of an impromptu protest outside Rick Perry, come up and say, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. You're not allowed to protest. No permit. And I go, you know the city's lost a bunch of lawsuits. The cop goes, okay, the riot and SWAT team's getting ready. And they had guys in riot gear across the street. There's footage of this. And I said, you're going to get sued. And I said, don't commit a crime and violate the First Amendment. You know we're not blocking the street here. And he finally left me alone. But the fact that he would try to intimidate me through color of law just shows the culture of corruption. It's kind of like they say, it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't vaccinate. There is no law. That's a big crime, folks. When they say, you don't have a First Amendment, I'll arrest you. And knowing full well what the real law and lawsuits and rulings are. And he knew. And I said, listen, you might beat the rep, pal. You're not going to beat the right. I'm going to sue you. And I wasn't happy having to threaten him. I couldn't let him trample what's left of America. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the balance of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Feit, investigative journalist. He's worked for mainstream outlets there in Minnesota, the Capitol Beat. He's also worked as a citizen journalist and broken a lot of national news stories. Remember a few months ago, he came out with video and documents with his team showing the police taking people and putting them on drugs to turn them and make them informants against Occupy Wall Street. The state police, everybody said it wasn't true. They knew nothing about it. Turned out, of course, they knew they were running it. He's broken a lot of other news. But what he's really good at, and he's invited you to do this as well, is ferret through all the hacks that have gone on with the big open intelligence websites, but also a lot of these are leaked, or Congress or the military accidentally declassifies them, or they leave them on an Army website. You know, oh, hey, re-education camps for people that don't agree with the corporate takeover. That's the Army confirmed. Yeah, that's our document. Shouldn't be public. I mean, come on. Boom. Open and shut. Government's illegitimate. Pentagon reports admitting that they're now under NATO and UN control, to the point that they tell Congress when Congress asks about it. That was once a leaked document 2 years ago. Army War College actually bragged before that they were under foreign control. So, and I remember seeing the head of the Navy War College 6-7 years ago say that, oh, we now work for foreign banks that have basically captured us. But it's good that foreign banks have captured us because they're free market. No, they're not. They're monopoly combines. We're about to go to our guest, but I want to play this from CNBC because I've got hundreds of articles, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, Time, Newsweek, Economist Magazine saying technocrats, unelected bankers, are going to run things and that there are saviors and good. But no one seems to read those. But the video, we like to play once a week at least, from about a month ago. Here's a short clip from it where they tell us we're slaves of foreign bankers. And guess who works for them? The military. Now, it's illegitimate. The military, by and large, are good men and women. But we need to understand who's over the military now. Foreign narcotics trafficking controlled NATO, itself run by private banking cartel. So that's who the commander-in-chief is now, the narcotics trafficking banking cartel. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
Then all the guests go on, there's four of them, to say, yes, we're slaves, but it's a good thing. One guy criticizes the private Federal Reserve. It's all a fraud. Just like the Federal Reserve is private, has quasi-governmental power, it's a consortium. That's what the New World Order is. Okay? They exempt themselves. Big Pharma is out now admitting that they knew H1N1 was going to give people narcolepsy, all different types of brain problems, all sorts of seizures, death, and they're getting government liability protection. Just like GMO has got a rider in a bill I'm going to cover later briefly to give all their new crops where they can plant any crop they want without authorization of anybody, not even corrupt FDA anymore. And if you get sick from it, you can't sue them. That's what this is. This is diplomatic immunity for the criminal class. And now they've got the military gearing up for war with us. And the public's calling in and sending me emails going, well, I know. I'm in the military, Alex. We are getting ready for martial law because things are going to collapse. We have to. Yeah, but it was premeditated. It's not like things are collapsing and now we have to have the military on the streets. The military's now doing jaws of life all over the country for PR, doing mosquito eradication. Look at this photo up at Infowars.com. Of them chemtrailing people over Florida. I mean, pretty soon the military is going to fill potholes. This is what a society looks like when it falls. And again, Dan Feit will give you his website. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go over these documents. If not, go to Infowars.com or to his site, HongPong.com, where he's got these PDFs and government documents linked right there. Since we talked Sunday, Dan, you're back with us. Break down in generality what you think's happening here, or if you disagree with anything I've said, before you get into some of these latest data dumps that are up on your site.
Yeah, good to be with you, Alex. I just wanted to lead off with a little bit of positive news. Out in San Francisco, one of our colleagues, David, with Bay Area Indie Media, just won a $160,000 lawsuit settlement from the authorities there because they seized his camera looking for evidence against protesters. And it is a federal law that you cannot seize a journalist's unpublished work product without a subpoena. You need something more than a warrant. You need a subpoena. And the film that we made about the 2008 Republican National Convention called Terrorizing Dissent, at one point a SWAT team surrounded a group of journalists at a house of a guy named Mike Whalen. Again, they didn't come up with a subpoena to seize their journalist work product. But at least we have one settlement proving that even if you're an independent volunteer journalist, you have that right. And so I think that's a little bit of positive news. And actually, that house during the RNC, Mike Whalen's house, I just got to throw this in, he was was a distributor of vegetarian vegan literature, and so that's one of these cases where he won a lawsuit settlement as well. And it seems like they were using a package tracking, like they were inside like the FedEx or UPS type system to sort of see he was receiving packages, and then they went after him. A small example of how these things work, but we have to make sure in the process of fighting for this stuff that we fight for our rights as independent journalists as well. I just wanted to throw that in quickly right away. But, yeah, essentially, this is a sort of new discussion that we're having. A really excellent website called publicintelligence.net posted a military police training handbook for something called civil disturbance operations, which is an area of sort of doctrine and tactics that seems to be expanding domestically. It's been used in the previous eras when the National Guard, for example, was deployed in Los Angeles. And so this new document shows how warrantless searches without, you know, talk of warrants are described and planned out, looking for dissidents / snipers. It talks about detention facilities operated domestically by these MPs. And those facilities are heavily guarded and armed, and they say there will be no warning shots fired if they think you're a threat. This document sort of lays out at kind of the grunt level the fact that unauthorized gatherings are forbidden. There's very few references to anything about constitutional rights in this, nothing about warrants, nothing about the Fourth Amendment, nothing about the First Amendment. It talks about, seizing firearms, seizing, you know, liquor and private property and that kind of thing. So it was a troubling document, but it fit into a larger set of documents, and it's very handy. Public Intelligence has just published a bunch more about how this domestic military system works. And so what I found earlier was a file left out on a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer web server in 2010 about something called the National Level Exercise 2011 New Madrid Seismic Zone Earthquake Exercise that Homeland Security and FEMA and the military were running. And inside there were notes about sort of a planning level called CON Plan 3502, or U.S. Northern Command Concept of Operations Plan 3502. And that's called Civil Disturbance Operations. And so that plan is classified secret. And, I don't think it's appropriate in an open and democratic society for there to be these secret classified plans. Public Intelligence just posted the new 2011 version of a domestic operational law handbook. I had previously looked at the 2010 version, and both of these have a ton of citations that show you exactly how in Chapter 5, which is called Civil Disturbance Operations, they show you how CON Plan 3502 is, in fact, the major planning framework, and it is classified secret, and it is a replacement for the old plan from the 20th century called a Garden Plot, which was the basis of the Rex 84 exercise and the Reagan administration and Oliver North and so forth. So Garden Plot was the old plan, and then when they created NORTHCOM in 2002 as a military counterpart to Homeland Security, they came up with this, this CON Plan 3502 plan. So when NORTHCOM is activated, like say there's a big national disaster or an earthquake, they use a broad plan called CON Plan 3501, Defense Support of Civil Authorities, or DSCA. That's their number one plan. And then their number two plan is CON Plan 3502, Civil Disturbance Operations. So with the new MP training document that we just got, we have a very good sense. That document dates from 2006, kind of the Hurricane Katrina era. We saw how in Hurricane Katrina, when the military was deployed, they were taking people's firearms without warrants, searching without warrants, things of that nature. And so we see that when the military hits the streets of the United States, even if it's not a full martial law scenario, or if it's a national special security event, which is a complex subject that we should really look at very carefully, it's very important to have kind of an idea of these documents so you sort of know what to expect. You can kind of get pointed questions out there, and we can sort of plant the flag on concrete facts that we know about this system. And I think that's a much more useful way to proceed. It gives us a good foundation to move forward politically and start challenging this stuff. I don't think it's appropriate that secret plans like CON Plan 3502 exist. The new domestic operational law handbook talks about another secret directive put down by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and that document is also classified secret, and it specifies like which sections of the military can use which uses of force domestically. So that's secret, although some little annex of it isn't secret. You know, another example to check out that is available is the NORTHCOM plan for influenza or other pandemics, which is called CONPLAN 3591. And if you Google around for that, you can find a very large, partially declassified plan, which is hosted on NORTHCOM.mil's Freedom of Information Act section.
Tell you what, stay there. Imagine the unclassified stuff, gun confiscation, they call it gun evacuation, everything else, re-education camps. I mean, this is a lot of fun.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
He rules in us. He can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
I mean, here's an example. Here's what's come in just the last 10 minutes. L. LIPC weapon combines lasers and lightning. The new military system they want to give to police, it's a plasma laser gun that blows your car up. I mean, it's Buck Rogers. It's not little wimpy lasers. It's stuff that will blow the engine of your car instantly. Boom. Here's another one. CBS. New Homeland Security laser scanner reads people at molecular level. At 160 feet away, it's going to be in malls everywhere, scanning everyone, shooting you. Believe me, you're getting hit with some radiation there. And bouncing back, and it says if you're on drugs, adrenaline, everything about you. This is the Pandora's box with all these agencies and companies with the license plate. I saw a cop with a license plate reader in Westlake 2 days ago driving down the road, violently turn in front of me, almost hitting the car in front of me to chase somebody and pull him over because the license plate reader went off. He had license plate reading cameras on him. Hey, why don't you go scan international bankers? Why don't you go? I mean, look, there's crooks right there. How about you go arrest the folks with drones illegally attacking countries all over the world? Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to henpeck us to death with all this. And I'm going to say it again and go back to our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Investigative journalist Dan Feit. This is Pandora's Box. We're going to rue the day with all of this because they're now gearing the military up and getting on a warfighting front and footing against us. And now going, well, it is needed for collapse. And the Secretary of the Army was out a month ago going, we need to be in every city and, you know, and yeah, dealing law enforcement and calling airstrikes. And they're just getting everybody ready. And for what? I want to get into the bio release or flu release and those documents that I know tie into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, forced inoculation, all that's admitted in that document. I haven't looked at the one you're mentioning, the new one. There's so many. But briefly, in the time we have, Dan Feit, why do you think, because you agreed Sunday they're accelerating this times 50, why do you think they're accelerating all this right now, and where do you think this is headed right now?
Well, you know, I think, in some sense, you know, the war is coming home. These years of war are causing these military-industrial corporations to kind of import their technology back into local governments. Local governments don't really have the revenue to buy these things, so they, you know, use freshly created Federal Reserve notes and federal grant programs, such as the Bureau of Justice Assistance and the DOJ, or the Department of Homeland Security Urban Area Security Initiative that just got an enormous, you know, truck or, you know, battle wagon for UC Berkeley. So I think like there's a real erosion of public space. I think there's this notion that as the kind of corporate ideology moves forward, the space to be a citizen, the space to dissent, to disagree, to oppose the interests of powerful corporations that are getting themselves labeled as critical infrastructure and key resource sectors, which can include everything from banks to everybody else. They're kind of saying that this CIKR, that's in a lot of these plans too, that essentially puts the Army on the hook to defend the people running CIKR businesses. So overall, we see a displacement of the traditional, you know, liberal freedoms that we're used to thinking of. I've also, you know, been involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement since it started. I helped kind of work with the live stream media people as, you know, a remote producer to kind of help get things rolling. And so I saw at a really up close experience right in front of seeing how not only did a huge protest movement sweep across the United States that was really, you know, opposing this corporatist aggressive ideology that's harming everybody's standard of living, but also we see that the same kind of policing that usually we only saw at things like national special security events and that kind of thing has now been spreading to cities across the country. I mean, we just saw, I think yesterday in Seattle, there was a SWAT raid, and the police announced that they were looking for anarchist literature. And so the kind of things which were supposed to reserve for extreme circumstances have become more and more normalized. And so I don't know if that, you know, leads outright to a situation of collapse or martial law necessarily. However, you can clearly see a gradient developing, and you can clearly see that these kinds of things are set up and kind of tested and run along the gradient. And so if we get a good handle on these documents, if we understand things like Con Plan 3502, if we saw at the NATO summit, for example, in Chicago, the military set up what's called a dual status task force. And so if we get a real good grip on these things, we can start kind of raising awareness and possibly being able to kind of intercept these things and break them
up.
Sure,
exactly. And it's not just free federal money. They take our tax money at the local level and send it back or inflate the currency, as you said, hurting everybody. This is a very dangerous trend. We're going to break down the flu angle when we get back. And also, we're going to look at what happened at the G20. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
As a civilization, as a society, we've decided to just let people tread on us. And our countries have become more and more neo-feudalistic farms, where we have so-called freedom within very narrowly defined choices. And across the political spectrum, the ruling class in public documents has decided that freedom isn't a good idea, that they want to move more and more to a model of where they don't just take your basic liberties, but they try to make you poor so that you can be bought much easier and controlled and made dependent. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. Like, that was his favorite motto. He said it over and over again. He wrote it. They want monopoly. So it's mega corporations with government, with an apathetic public, equals the perfect storm. Fascism is one of the better ways to describe it, but it's even beyond that. And the left is controlled by it because they think socialism will get them out of this, but the bankers want their own model of socialism, but only to keep you dependent. A chicken feed socialism. And again, I'm getting off into political points here. No one can deny that Eisenhower warned us about this, the military-industrial complex run by a technocratic elite. That was the part they always cut out. Look it up. The full address is on YouTube of President Eisenhower's farewell address. We should play that whole thing sometime here. It's like 10 minutes long or 12 minutes long. This is what we're dealing with here. And, you know, while Dan's talking, I'm sitting here having to just hold my mouth so I don't jump in with points, backing up what he's saying. When I sent Rob Dew, Jason Burmis, and who was it? Aaron Dykes went too. I know three of our crew went up to Pittsburgh for the G20. They were going to have your military all over the streets. So when we got there, we called. They had regular Army and National Guard police from all over the country there for this training. That's what it was a laboratory. And they said, yeah, come by and talk to our public information officers. So they pull up at the warehouses where they were staying and come up, and there's troops at the, you know, standing there at the front. They're like, hi, I'm Rob Dew, the Alex Jones, InfoWars of Austin. We're here to talk to your public information officer. The troops act all paranoid and come back and say, now, who are you again? And we said who we are. I mean, it's all in the police state for Rise of FEMA film. We're real polite to them. We played it here. And they say, sorry, we can't talk to you. Now, this isn't even on a military base. It's just pulling up to where they were at these warehouses. So they leave, go to their hotel, and the police call. And they say, we're coming to arrest you. We know you're terrorists that wanted to blow up the military. And Rob Dew's like, are you joking? And the guys, no, I've called the rent car place, and I know who you are, and we're coming to get you right now. And it was like a captain. So they do call him, goes, yeah, here's this guy. And I had to be working late that night, so I did an emergency internet, you know, stream video only show. A lot of people saw it. And I called up this captain, and I said, this is Alex Jones, talk radio host of Texas. Yeah, I know who you are. I said, is this a joke? My guys have all this on video. They politely called up. Now you're saying the military says they wanted to blow them up. And he goes, yeah, that's what they said. And I forget the whole story, but it was like how we were terrorists and all this. And I said, man, do you really want your kids growing up in a country like this? He's like, oh, now you're bringing my family into it. And I said, don't play games. You're the one that's in the wrong. I said, knock it off right now. Don't act like a crook. Don't act like some authoritarian scumbag. All of a sudden he goes, well, we're just trying to keep everybody safe. I said, man, you're nuts is what you are. What you are is nuts. You're dangerous and you're crazy. Now, they left him alone. But the point is, there's no real terrorist, folks. That's all manufactured. Amaral, the Lockheed at the Pentagon, all of it. That's all come out. They run Al-Qaeda overseas. It's all manufactured. There's some small, low-intensity, angry Palestinians that do kill people and stuff, but that's asymmetrical warfare. It doesn't exist. The 72 Olympics in Munich were staged. They have an Academy Award-winning movie where at the end they just add that as a footnote. But one day in September. You watch the whole movie, and then at the end, and then it was all staged. And they stage hijackings with the terrorists. I mean, you know, German and the former head of German intelligence is laughing. See, this is all psychological inoculation. It's funny to them. By the way, the cops shutting down the highway with the bus, it was diplomatic training, which my dad's been to the third world down there to do charity work. They give them diplomatic, you know, trucks and helicopters. It's all about status in a third world collapsed country. So what Dan said is absolutely on target. They have these national security events like G20 and stuff where they do army snatch and grabs. And we showed guys in army uniforms grabbing protesters. And I said, you know what? I've seen that in Canada and in England and at G20. That's staged. That's a drill to acclimate the media to the image of people being grabbed and disappearing into black vans. Turned out later it was. G20 security contacted us and said, that is not the military. We've gotten some heat over it. That's us. And that was a drill. So they show you being arrested and disappeared to a camp in simulation to acclimate and test their enemy, the media and the general public. All of this is a probing of the enemy, us, in this foreign banking takeover. And I'm going back to my guest, but I wanted to back up what he was saying right there. Because if the military was ready, when my guys are on tape totally polite to say, arrest them, they're terrorists that wanted to blow us up. Folks, they're ready to come arrest you at your house and take you away. And the average military person or cop, I've noticed, is not a bad person. But when they get in mob psychology, they're dressed up and nowhere to go. There's no real terrorists, so it's like sitting in a deer blind where there are no deer. You're going to start imagining deer. Or you're going to go ahead and just shoot a Tweety bird sitting in a tree for something to do. Believe me, I've done it. And so that's it. You just hype terrorists. They're in all the movies. It doesn't really even exist, but they're going to find them. Just like garbage collectors train in spot terrorists before RNC. But it's only a special event. No, it's not. Nationwide, they're training the garbage collectors to do this. I've talked to the companies. It's on the news. Nationwide, they're training the cable person to spy on you. Think about it. You're paying for a service, and they're in your house spying on you. And the head of the CIA says, yeah, all the new appliances have Trojan horse stuff you pay for. He laughed about it. Spying on you. Homeland Security just hacked itself and announced it. They used Stuxnet they launched to call for taking our rights. They're terrorists. They did 9/11. The information is incontrovertible. If you want to know how evil the folks are running things, they did 9/11. The foreign corporate crooks that run things did 9/11. They had NORAD stand down, ran drills with the exact targets being hit. I'm ranting, Dan. I wanted to just back up what you were saying about all that, because these national-level exercises, after they do them, it just stays in place. This is the training that, oh, it's only special. We're suspending your rights. And then it becomes permanent. Go ahead and continue with your research and the latest here on the stuff that you've got up on your site and the others about the flu. Because they said at the SPP in 2006 that leaked, well, got sued and they got it in 2007, they would use the flu, terrorism, economic collapse to merge North America by stealth. And the number one agenda was keep it secret from the public. So that fits into it. Tell us about other research.
I just want to throw in, too, if my Skype connection stays smooth here, when we were at the G20 in Pittsburgh, we came very, very close to getting raided on the very first morning. It was only through basically a stroke of luck that we didn't get raided and all detained right off the bat. So, we were they definitely treat journalists as targeted individuals during these things. And once you kind of get used to that, it's a real strange environment and it can be really disconcerting. I think one interesting aspect, U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, has these series of plans called CON plans. And, publicintelligence.net is probably one of the best places to go look for this stuff. So one of these plans is called CON Plan 3591, Pandemic Influenza Regional. And it is heavily redacted in the large file that they did release under FOIA. And it's very interesting that, like, you know, things like public affairs structures, for example, are classified. And you say, well, why does that need to be withheld from the American public? It's very strange. And obviously, there's this, you know, creepy sort of biodefense industry that's like spreading out there, you know, re-engineering every pathogen you can imagine. It's all very unregulated.
It's a bioweapons program. You know. It's a bioweapons program under the name of defense.
Yes.
And we've actually reverse engineered the domestic thing. They're going to take over cities, counties, and state houses that don't submit. It's really in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. That's why that's classified.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And, you know, unfortunately, the reality is that, you know, with just a little bit better, you know, work with public health, if people took a little more, you know, things like vitamin D, for example, a lot of the risk of these types of things would be really minimized. It's very cheap to just take vitamin D instead of like injecting people with untested vaccines all the time. And these are the kind we could have all these different alternatives to this kind of thing going on. The other thing, too, about national special security events is it's a good opportunity to observe different loopholes in the system at kind of the main area where they're all set up. All these trailers get brought in with all these different agencies that are involved. An important one to factor in is called the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which has many, many employees. And they actually set up at NSSEs, they set up a special domestic intelligence gathering waiver because they are a unit of they're a Pentagon intelligence agency, but they have a loophole that they set at NSSEs to do domestic intelligence gathering. And
that includes satellites breaking into everything that has back doors, absolute Big Brother criminality.
Yeah. And also, too, with NSSEs, there's a kind of like a number of different riot control squads around the country that are paid by the federal government to get a bunch of equipment and come to these things. The Miami-Dade County is a major example. There's one from Illinois called the Illinois Law Enforcement Alert System. And so you can kind of go around and start documenting these things, looking at their different like types of weaponry and stuff. And then you'll tend to see these guys popping up over and over again. I mentioned earlier that Homeland Security underneath ICE has created a new agency called Homeland Security Investigations, which has these giant kind of battle trucks and black helicopters, you name it, going on. And they're building out really fast, too.
That's a snatch and grab operation.
And then one thing about them is that they're also kind of like the backup people underneath the Secret Service at NSSE. So I would expect more of those guys to be showing up real soon. So I think if you start looking carefully at national special security events, you start to see how they're sort of used to kind of run through the basis of these plans, kind of acclimate people to that. But then outside NSSEs, for example, the National Guard here in Minnesota, under a declaration from Governor Dayton and previously Governor Pawlenty, they delegate little National Guard officers into local police departments. And in one case, we went to like an award ceremony where I think her name was Nicole Hughes was getting an award for doing network analysis that led to solving a murder investigation. But that's an example of the mission creep. It's like, well, we could just have the correct resources in police departments to do this thing, but instead they're normalizing having the National Guard.
The feds signed on to international treaties. I'm sure if you're looking at NLE documents, you notice all the foreign governments that come and are involved in helping track the domestic uproar. They're training foreign troops for domestic operations because, I mean, that's all in these documents. Have you seen that?
I think you guys did a really good job documenting the foreign troops that came into Chicago a while ago at that exercise that was there. I haven't seen too much in the way of foreign troops, there is a plan, and NORTHCOM released it, that links with the U.S. with Canada. Like, there's definitely...
The Mexican troops. Yeah, and again, those are mainly tabletop. But the point is they're bringing them in and preparing to use troops from 15 different nations in all three countries.
Yeah, I think, and the one with Canada, I think it was the acronym was CAP, like a Civil Assistance Plan or something. So, yeah, a NORTHCOM Canadian plan going on there.
Well, the foreign troops are going to help us. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and we live in a border state here in Minnesota, and like Homeland Security wants to start, flying all these drones around from North Dakota and stuff. And we had a recent exercise in Princeton, Minnesota, of troops on the streets in much the same way as they were recently in St. Louis. So we got to, keep an eye on these trends and then start asking questions like, okay, are you guys running through this U.S. NORTHCOM CONPLAN 3501, Defense Support of Civil Authorities? Are you practicing for CONPLAN 3502, Civil Disturbance Operations? Getting a grip on that, getting a grip on these different frameworks, the Domestic Operational Law Handbook lays out in Chapter 5, Civil Disturbance Operations, Title 10, Title 32, Dual Status Task Forces. We saw during the Deepwater Horizon disaster and the way that was handled in a way that was incredibly friendly to BP and very corporatized in its setup. That was, I think, a pretty good example of how a CONPLAN 3501 DSCA, Defense Support of Civil Authorities, task force is organized. And it matched pretty closely in its structure with the documents that I found from the NLE 2011 New Madrid exercise. So, all of those things really fit together. And, I just want to say, though, as things have escalated, we've seen, the militarization of these tactics in so many different localities. And I would say that if nothing else, I think that the Occupy movement sort of essentially kind of trolled the New World Order into like coming out in the open, sort of prompting a crackdown because they just couldn't tolerate the image of all these people rising up and
exactly. We saw Homeland Security in like dozens of cities, then 30 plus cities, ordering the police to raid on certain nights, showing it's totally federalized. That should be the city, the county, the state. Even if you are going to kick people off the street, which is bad enough.
Yeah, and we saw there were definitely documents released about the Federal Protective Service taking action in different places. There was at least one pickup that happened to a friend of mine by Homeland Security here in Minneapolis, right here in South Minneapolis. So I think, getting these things out in the open, I guess, so that, like, the whole country could see, like, you know, this is the trend that things are going on. This isn't just something that, you know, happens to, you know, for example, minority neighborhoods that get a lot of, like, state violence imposed on them. This isn't just something that happens at, like, Pittsburgh during the G20. This is going to happen in your city. They're going to break out the riot control instruments. They're going to take direction from the FBI to do everything at night when the media is not around and so forth. Here is one thing, a very interesting source, kind of at the peak of the Occupy stuff, first half of October, when I was out in New York, a source told me that he'd essentially been detained by an FBI office because they felt that he was starting to leak something out. And in his view, what he had been told by this insider was that the FBI had 4 days of meetings in headquarters in Washington and that they were preparing for some kind of contingency aspect for mass detention domestically, and that this plan was being circulated only in writing, not really electronically, and it was called a 01. And so I thought that was fairly interesting. Obviously, it was very difficult to try to even confirm something like that, so we had to put it out there as being unconfirmed, but that there was a risk of this type of thing happening.
Incredible. Stay there. One more segment on that. Yeah, and I'm aware of 01, Operation Black Star, others. Well, that'll get the NSA computers going crazy. Operation Black Star. Anyways, a lot of this is admitted, though. I mean, they've got the re-education camp document. And, of course, they're planning to arrest people. They're criminals. They're taking over.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7 $700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Wants to take over. It happens throughout history. Our country was founded to try to block this, but it's happening here. Criminal special interests want to secure and expand their criminal illegitimate gains. And there's a fight for the heart and soul of military and police. Instead of just talking about, oh, we're going to have a civil war, let's buy some more guns and get ready for it, why don't we reach out to police and military and journalists and the media and the city councils, and go make an issue out of this now. Keep government and especially the uniformed services on a very short leash, or you will get oppression every time. This is a historical fact, and I just beg all of you in the military and police as well. You know things are changing. You know there's tyranny. I was sitting there in a restaurant next to four cops over day and was listening to them the entire time. And I was critical of some of the stuff they were doing. But other than that, I kept thinking they knew who I was, but they didn't. But they were talking about Obama and the executive order to take over communications. And, and they were like, how do they do that? The point is, people are realizing this is creepy. And our way of life is going to end if this goes through. They want to go to tyranny because they're going to get rid of the prosperity folks. They want that model. And I know I've been ranting. We've only got a couple minutes left. Dan Feit, specifically on the flu front, though. You're raising the point about mass arrest. It's been admitted they plan to forcibly inoculate. It's been admitted, like when they go pick up all the journalists or protesters before an event now and arrest them for no reason and always call beer-making equipment bombs. People think, oh, well, they must be guilty. No, folks. We've had the police say, we're going to blow up the military. Well, for politely pulling up and saying, hi, we'd like to talk to your public information officer. We called here. They said, come over. And then an American scum would dare even try to talk to a military press person. We are the lowest filth on earth. You have to understand that from the Homeland Security perspective. Dan?
In Chicago with the arrests of, kind of Occupy-related activists around the NATO summit there. There was also a very similar setup with an informant, a very false flag scenario in a Cleveland, sort of a staged, like, fake bombing thing going on. And then as we saw in Minneapolis, this DRE, Drug Recognition Evaluator program, was trying to turn people into informants by exploiting drugs and chemical dependency and that kind of thing. So, at the FBI level, there's a very certain tactic of trying to plant people in place as provocateurs, handlers, so forth. They try to kind of isolate, spin off small groups of vulnerable people. That's pretty much how it happened in Cleveland. There's a really excellent film that was on PBS called Better This World, which covered the 2008 Republican National Convention.
Totally shut up.
Molotov cocktail. Yeah, that's set up. And so that particular model is also the same kind of model that you're starting to see applied as
hey,
the FBI.
They tried to set me up and had cops coming around and people trying to set us up for the governor's mansion firebombing. And the same guy connected to that ended up there in Minnesota.
Yes, exactly. Those were definitely linked. And so it's the same kind of operational pattern. I got a batch of documents from earlier in the 2000s, FBI FOIA documents from Iowa and the extensive operations that they did there, because it looked like they were trying to set up similar groups. They had confidential informants going on. So you can look up those stories. I call them COINTELPRO Gothic.
I tell you what, stay there. Let's do five more minutes into overdrive on this. I want you to be able to finish that up. But yeah, folks, you don't understand how criminal the system is until your polite reporters pull up and go, hi, we're here to talk to people. And they're like, you're bombers. Get them, bombers. It's like they say we are, so we are off to the camp.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.